it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this nice and lovely Sunday evening. Oh, here's some feedback. I don't know what that is, but okay. But I got my man DJ Easy in the studio. What's up, DJ Easy?
Hello, late. Wow, we're a little loud.
I know. I'm like, what's going on?
After a boring weekend, I'm glad to be here.
Boring weekend?
Yes. Work, homework, homework, homework.
Yeah, I had a great weekend.
Get laid?
No.
That ain't a great That ain't a great weekend.
Okay. So
what do you consider a great weekend then?
Having a good time with good people.
Oh,
that's a good weekend for me.
Oh, okay.
And going to CVS at 2:30 in the morning and seeing somebody purchase $100 worth of supplies.
Oh, you had to have some drinks then if you watching that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
No, she had... Well, I wasn't even supposed to be talking about that, but I've never in my entire life seen somebody go to CVS and spend $100 on chips and cookies.
That's normally you spend $20.
Right.
$20
I've never seen that before, but anyways, that's neither here nor there. But my weekend was great. Had a good time. But if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. We are here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is This Date Is Over Radio. Make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. You can like me on Facebook, and you can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Date Is Over, because on the show, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly. And tonight, of course, we're talking about dating. Tonight's topic is the dating do's and don'ts. What are some of the do's and don'ts of dating? Give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Don't forget you can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We do have a special guest in the studio, a guy by the name of Whiskey. Why don't you say hello to the people?
Hello, everybody. How you doing out
there? He's going to give us some of his great wisdom when it comes to dating do's and don'ts. But before we get into tonight's topic, got to get into some music. And I want to hear some music by this group called King. I don't know if you heard of them. Females? Trio?
No, I haven't heard of
them.
They
are awesome.
SWV?
I said King. I didn't say SWV. The group is called King.
That's the last time I heard a female group. SWV.
And the song is called Hey, so keep it right here on The Flow.
It's Someone like you. So often I hope for this love. cast a root on me or something. Cause this ain't no ordinary loving. Every minute, I find myself wishing you would stay.
Didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Listening to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. You just heard music from Kanye Doss. The song was Stay. Right before that was Dwelle with Weekend Love. And I started off with music from King, a female trio, and the song was Hey. I love their music, so check them out. The group is called King. They were featured on the first Robert Glasper album. Well, I should say the first album, but the first Black Radio album that he released. So check out the group King. Yes, that's K-I-N-G. It's a trio of women called King. But I got DJ Easy in the studio. What's up, DJ Easy?
Hello, ladies and gents.
Oh, shout. And we also got Whiskey in the studio. What's up, Whiskey?
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing out there?
They're great.
All right.
Well, I'm answering for them. But tonight we're talking about dating do's and don'ts. What are your dating do's and don'ts? The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So I'm going to pass it to you, our guest, Whiskey. From your perspective, what are some dating do's and don'ts?
Well, from my perspective, I would probably say one of my dating do's is, from a male standpoint, is... somebody that, you know, takes the time to, you know, put forth the best effort. And by that I mean, you know, make sure that you're at least on time, you're looking good, and you're generally, you know, having a good time. I mean, you know, you're not trying to propose to the person on the first date. You're not trying to, you know, make this seem to be your partner, but you're obviously there trying to have a good time and, you know, be in the moment.
Be in the moment,
yeah.
Okay. Looking good, that's important.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, especially when the fellas, please, please. One thing that really chaps my butt cheeks is when I show up on a date and I'm dressed to the nines and this dude looks like a bum.
I know.
Like,
I know.
His pants are ill-fitting, you know, he has a little sweats or something. It's like, that's such a turn-off, fellas. And I know a lot of guys do not like to dress up, but I'm telling you, you would get more bang for your buck, literally. More bang for your buck, yes, if you are dressed accordingly.
I'll drink to that.
Right? I want no parts of a guy who cannot dress. Like, if, you know, like I said, if I take the time and effort to, you know, to to look nice, I think a guy should do the same. Like, right. You don't have to show up in a tuxedo or a zoot suit, but, you know, have your clothes pressed and let it be fitting, not too tight, not too baggy, just right.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah, brush your teeth. You know. That's very important. Please, by all means, do that. So, DJ Easy, dating do's and don'ts.
Respect is my real big issue. You don't want to go on a date, looking to score that night. It's all about the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting to know that person. You don't want to go, like I said, you don't want to go into a date, unless she's that kind of a date. If she's that kind of date, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But, you know, for the most part, be respectful to her, respectful when you go to pick her up. If she still lives at home, respectful to her parents, family, or whatever.
And nowadays, guys don't even knock on the door. Is that a do or a don't?
That's a don't.
Really?
No, that's a definitely don't.
I mean, the first date, you don't have to go. You don't want to go in and meet family members.
I'm not saying meet family, but if you're coming to pick somebody up, should you just say, hey, should you honk? Or should you knock at the door and say, you know, I'm here, are you ready?
Well, back in the day, the gentleman used to knock on the door and escort the girl from her door to her car door and open the car door. But these days, it's like, bring your butt on out.
Right.
Let's go get this bucket of chicken or whatever.
A bucket of chicken? Really?
I'm just saying.
Yes,
you know,
ladies, if you are single and you want a cheap date, DJ Easy will take you to get a bucket of chicken.
Just
make certain that you have coupons, because otherwise he's not going to pay full price for that chicken.
You gotta step it up and be respectful and Make sure you have money to pay for the date.
Yes, Lord.
At least, fellas. First date. At least,
fellas.
The first
coming
date.
From
Make
DJ
sure
Easy's
you
Easy's
have
mouth.
Money.
Have money
to
for the date.
Pay for the first date.
One of the things, it's a huge do for me, is be present. Like, be present on your date. Like, don't, you know, be watching TV or being on your cell phone. You know, don't be texting and tweeting. I mean, I get it. I know I text and tweet all the time because I got this dateisover.com. But if you're out on a date, put that stuff away. Do you ever experience that?
Yes, I've been on a date where, her attention was pretty much all into the electronic device, which, for lack of a better term, really pissed me off. You know, I'm like, come on, man. I mean, you know, if I take the time to impress upon you that, you know, we're going to do something nice, then I agree with you wholeheartedly, you know. Be in the moment. You know,
right.
You know, show me that.
At least human a person. Right, if you don't like him, go. Once you get the appetizer, you say, you know what? My stomach hurts. I really don't think I should stay for the entree. So I'm going to just go ahead and go home. Like, I've done it before.
Why you got to wait for the appetizer? Why don't you think, if you ain't feeling it, don't waste that man money.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Right. I hear you. But yeah, be present. I remember I was out with this guy and he invited me out to brunch. But apparently he wanted to watch some soccer game or something that was on the TV at the time. So his back was to the TV, and actually the TV was like off into like the side. So neither one of us could see the TV. But he kept getting up to look at the television. Like, I thought he was going over to ask the bartender something, but he came over empty handed. I'm like, well, what the hell did you get up for? Oh, it's this game on, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and he got up like 10 times. I'm just okay. Won't be having date number two.
You didn't have your best gear on or whatever. I did. You wasn't looking like
I had a
like
very nice sundress. I looked perfectly fine. Because I definitely had a date after I left him. Ooh. Don't let the smooth taste fool you, honey.
Strike two.
His date was over, but somebody else's wasn't. But yeah, I didn't appreciate that. I'm just like, well, why would you even ask somebody out when you know you want to watch this game?
Right.
So, fellas, if it's something important on television, if it's the Super Bowl, if it's, you know, I don't know, the World Cup or whatever the hell it is that you watch, don't ask somebody on a date.
I know. I think
no,
for
no.
Me,
if you unless she's into sports. For, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're asking her on a date,
make
sure
you preface that conversation, because I had no idea.
Yeah, make sure
we were going to brunch,
so
I'm enjoying my mimosa and having my omelet.
Yeah, make sure you let her know that, you know, this is going to be a date where it's a Super Bowl, All-Star game, whatever sporting event is going on. And, you know, she's going to be a part of that, and the sporting event going to be a part of that date.
Right.
One of my things is, why does it always have to be, you know, you have to do, like, dinner or something like that? I mean,
who said you have to do dinner?
I mean, you know, I was just under the assumption, but mm-hmm. You know, I think.
Well, that's Miss Marie's aspect of.
If you actually go on thisdateisover.com and check out the blog, you will see that in the Dutch Debate article, I highly recommend that, you know, a first date shouldn't even be anything,
right.
You know, expensive. Like, I think you guys should meet up for like coffee, go for a walk, do something free, because you don't even know at that point that you even like that person enough to be in their presence for much longer hour or two. So why waste your money? Just, you know, you can just say, hey, look, all we did was have coffee. I spent $7. Well, at Starbucks, you might have spent $50.
Right.
But you could have just gone to a museum, or you could have gone and had dessert or something simple.
Right.
I don't think that, you know, I think a lot of people make that misstep, especially guys, like, oh, you know what, she's so pretty, I want to take her here, 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 and there. But then when you get out with her, you realize she's an airhead. She has nothing to talk about. She's not very bright. She has 7 children. You could have found all that out when you asked her to go to the museum, because more than likely, she'd be like, a museum? I don't even go to museums. So you could have found out that you guys didn't even have anything in common by asking her to go someplace inexpensive.
Right. To me, I think that, you know, that one of the biggest things for me is, you know, really stretching the boundaries of spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, it doesn't always have to be, you know, dinner, drinks, whatever, bada bang, bada bing. It's more like, okay, something that's creative, spontaneous, that, you know, shows her a different light, mm-hmm. you know, puts you in a creative site, and, you know, maybe just, you know, gets a couple of checks on your, you know, on your behalf. So.
Yes, a couple of gold stars for you.
Yes, Lord.
And piggybacking off of what you were saying, one of the things that also really chaps my butt cheeks when it comes to dating. This is a do. Do have a plan.
Yes.
I cannot stand when a guy asks me out and then, you know, a couple days prior or the day of the supposed going out, I'm like, okay, so what is it that we're doing? I don't know. What is it that you like to do? Or what do you want to do? I'm like, why the hell are we talking about this 2 hours before we're going out?
Yeah, that should
now
been,
I'm not
that
interested.
Should talked, but that should have been talked about two or 3 days before.
Right,
what do you
or
like to do?
He just cannot decide what to do. I'm like, just pick something. Well, what about this and what about that? Like the indecisiveness or just not having a plan altogether. Like, well, how about we just get together at 7? Get together at 7 and do what? So have a plan, ladies and gents.
Yes.
Have a mother effing plan. Because I don't like the I don't know, well, maybe this, well, I don't know. Just schedule something. Put something on the books so that I can have something to look forward to. Because if you just tell me just like, well, whatever, or I'll figure it out, and you don't figure it out, that's going to be a problem for me.
No checks for you.
No.
No checks for you.
This one guy, our first time getting together, we went out for like dessert. Nothing special. I think we went out for milkshakes. So I'm like, all right, cool. So he told me that he went, you know, he took a liking to me. I thought he was cool. He said that he wanted to go out, you know, a couple weeks later. He said, I really want to take you someplace nice, get dressed up and whatnot. I said, all right, cool. I'm down with that. So he texts me a few days later saying, yeah, I was thinking we could go to the movies. And I said, no, thank you.
What's wrong with the movies?
That is not something that you get dressed up for. That's not a nice date, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's like a hanging out and, you know, saying socializing.
And I don't have a problem with the movies. Well, I do for like a first date. With the first date being the movies. But like, if you're going to, you know, position it as I want to take you someplace nice where you get dressed up, why would I wear a dress to the movies? That's something I wear jeans and a t-shirt to. Don't tell me you want me to, you know, wear some 6-inch heels and a nice dress and we're just going to the AMC. This date is over.
Do you know how much Magic Johnson costs for 2 tickets?
I don't go to Magic Johnson's movie theater.
To a box of popcorn and
honey, he could spend that money somewhere else. It's nicer than us watching, I don't know, House Party 4. So, I mean, whatever. Whatever. So what are some more dating do's and don'ts for you, DJ Easy?
I'm gonna say actually before the date, I mean, find out if you're compatible with that person. You don't wanna go out on a date and you're at A and she's at Z. You know, you want to take her out to, you know, Red Lobster, and she's got, you know, Ruth Chris in mind. You know, that's a
good old chain restaurants.
Yeah, I'm.
They're both chain restaurants, by the way. Are you all right over there? I done made DJ Easy choke. My bad. I'll let you have your moment. Let me cut your mic off. You give it a choking.
You funny. Hey, you funny.
Let me, speaking of food, I have a huge don't for fellas.
Here we go.
Do not eat off of my damn plate. If I did not invite you to eat off my plate, or I will effing cut you.
Okay, what if he asked? Can I try?
If he asked and I said you can, if he asked and I said yes, of course. But if you're going to just go reach on my plate, well, I'm gonna have a problem with that.
That's not a first date. That's like a y'all in a relationship type of situation.
I've had that happen on a first date.
Oh wow!
He yanked my plate on his side of the table, and I was going to cut him.
Oh yeah, you should have smacked the blah 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 out of him.
So that's a huge don't for me. Like
I'll hit a chick off of that.
I turn into a pit bull.
Be right in the restaurant beating it down.
I turn into a pit bull when it comes to my food, because try to take some food out of a dog's dish while they're eating and see what happens to your fingers.
Not a good sight.
Yeah, so yeah, I will lose it if you eat off of my plate. So that's a huge don't. Just have manners. Don't do that, period. You don't just reach on somebody's plate to eat off of. Yeah, that just, no. That really, really grinds my gears. Like, seriously. I don't like it.
I think one of the dating don'ts for me is, ladies, can we please stop with the tights and, you know, kind of get back to the dresses and
hey, man, I like leggings.
Rocking the tights to death. It's like, woo, give it a rest, you know. I mean, can we show off the figure in the sundress and, you know, yes, kind of show up on a date and, you know, play a little coy and, you know, a little demure and, you know, the whole nine yards. Now, I'm not trying to say you got to go all overboard on the first date, but, you know, make me, you know, appreciate what I have and, you know, the evening that we're about to spend and get into the whole nine yards.
Yeah,
know?
We want to get into that
like
more.
A gentleman,
I'm sorry I have to cut you off because you got to go to commercial.
Uh-oh.
But I want to talk about that more, about how a woman should dress on a date. Please. So keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisDateIsOver. So like I said before, give us a call. Dating Do's and Don'ts, 301-560-6992. And keep it right here on The Flow.
Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Coming to you live from the I Am for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Iman Omari. The song was Keep It Low. I'm telling you, I cannot get enough of his music. Thank you to Roxy Summers for putting me on to Iman Omari, because I am really loving all of his music. So check it out. And keep in mind that you're not going to hear his music on mainstream radio. That's why you got to keep it here on The Flow, because we play the stuff that they don't play. We play the good music, the real music, right here on rocktheflow.com. We got Whiskey in the studio. What's up, Whiskey?
How you doing, sweetheart?
And we got DJ Easy.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we are talking about dating do's and don'ts. And before we went to break, Whiskey was telling the ladies, give up the damn tights. Give up the leggings.
They're gone. Put them to rest.
So when should a woman wear leggings?
When she's chilling at the house with a man, and you know what I'm saying, they're relaxing and taking it easy.
Not in public, though?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Well, I make certain I don't see you when I have my leggings on.
In public's fine with me, but on a date, no.
Well, it depends on where you're going, though. Because if we're going to like a sporting event, I'm not going to be wearing a gown.
But you can't show up on a first date.
You can wear some jeans, though. I mean,
I didn't say a first date.
Okay.
I'm talking about if I go to the game.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. If you're chilling, let's say, you know.
What, a high school game or the Wizards?
The Wizards.
Now, if you're going to a skins game or something like that, you got your Redskins jersey on.
You got a jeans and a jersey on.
I don't wear jerseys. I'm too girly for that.
Yes.
Jerseys? What am I, a man? It's no, like, no, girls, I'm just playing. I know girls, it's women girls, who are girly that wear jerseys. But so how should a woman dress? Because I know that's one of the things that I struggle with sometimes. So I'm like, okay, what should I put on? Because I don't want to be too revealing.
Right.
But then again, I don't want to be too conservative, because I want him to be enticed by my appearance, but not so much that he's like staring at my chest the entire time. So
they're going to be enticed.
Like,
that.
Yes. How you doing to the titty? I mean, Cassandra, yeah.
You better wear a large, extra large sheet there.
So what do you recommend for women as far as dress, Whiskey?
Ladies, I would say this. A nice dress that accentuates the curves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not too revealing, but just enough to leave it to imagination.
Okay.
You know,
cleavage, no cleavage?
A little bit of cleavage. Actually, okay. You want to entice him a little bit. You know, want to set him. You know,
what if she has like triple D's? Like,
well, the more the merrier. The more the merrier. You know what I'm saying?
So, what if she has like a Buffy the Body Donkey booty? Like, certain things you can't hide. So, would you still want her to wear that form-fitting dress?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I like a lady to be a lady. You know, I really do. I like her to.
So, what if she just has on like a blouse and like a pencil skirt? You know, like she just came from work.
No, that's even the more. That's even
on
more.
A date.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, what about you, DJ?
Professional yet beautiful. That's excellent.
Yes,
that's
I couldn't see myself wearing something I wore to work.
Well, that's like happy hour.
I wouldn't wear like slacks on a date with a guy. Like slacks and a blouse. I don't know. It's just like, eh.
It's not
a sex appeal with that to me. Yeah, maybe a dress. I have some nice dresses that I wear, but I can't see myself wearing, you know, some slacks on a date. I would have to stop at the mall on my way to the date if I was coming like straight from work. So what else?
I don't know too many women that wear slacks on a date, though.
I don't either.
I've never actually
I'm going to reserve my comments. Never mind.
But hey, let the comments out.
I'm good. So a dress. What else?
Don't overdo it on the makeup.
What's overdoing it? Because I have on like black lipstick today.
I know you.
Would that be a bad idea?
Lipstick. Yeah, but like,
I don't think I wouldn't wear black lipstick on a date.
You know, it's your face and your cheeks are, you know, rosy looking, and you know, it's too much.
You got the eyelashes look like you're gonna pull stuff out of the sky with your eyelashes. You know.
That's one of the things that bothers me. I cannot stand to see an attractive woman in cheap clothing.
I know,
or
I know.
Just like really bad makeup, really bad weave. I don't know. But some guys like it. You know, I go on Instagram and I see the chicks. You can clearly see that her sewing is showing. Like, you can see that her part's not invisible. You can see that her lash is partially hanging off. Like, it looks like a caterpillar's on her face.
Man.
You can see that
like a Venus flytrap.
She has on black lip liner with red lipstick. You can see that's not cute, but a guy will be all over that.
Yeah, no.
She'll have on like the cheapest clothing.
All natural.
All natural,
I mean,
for me,
you know,
too.
All natural. Yeah. Just from head to toe, all natural. It's the best way to go. I mean, some women,
If but some women need makeup,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, some women...
Some don't try to wear it.
Yeah, if you're lacking in something, you know, you need to, you know, put makeup on or put lipstick on or eyeshadow or whatever you need to put on, then that's something that has to be done, but don't overdo it.
Right. I'm kind of like of the mindset, less is more theory. I don't know why some women feel the need to have to paste it on. Mm-hmm. Not some women. I mean, it just looks incredible. I mean, you just look good enough to eat on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it sometimes it can just be a little bit overdone, and you sit down and you're like, whoa. Okay, we know how this day's going to go. Bartender, double on that whiskey, please.
Right.
You know?
I know fellas don't wear makeup, but fellas, please keep your lips in mind. I cannot stand a man with dry ass lips. Please have your chapstick Vaseline game on point, because
and the breath too.
Yeah, that's
your Vaseline game on.
The Vaseline and the chapstick game, like, it really chaps my, like I said, my butt cheeks when I see a guy with dry lips. Like, you can't feel that. I have big lips, so I know.
You're definitely not getting a kiss at the end of the night.
I sleep with a big tub of Vaseline and coconut oil next to my bed so that my lips aren't dry. And I carry stuff in my purse so that my lips aren't dry. So, fellas, please do the same. Buy you some chapstick. Get you something that works for you. But don't have dry lips. That is such a turn off. We're going back to do's and don'ts. Do have something to talk about. And I know, especially with ladies, a lot of ladies will try to rely on their looks and forget that they need to actually be entertaining on the date as well. Yes, this man is asking you out, ladies, but don't forget that, you know, he wants more than just a pretty face, because that gets old after a while. So have something to talk about, and don't rely on just, you know, the pretty girl syndrome to get you that much further than the date or to get screwed.
That's over with after about 15 minutes, unless you got a guy that is a talker and just gonna talk all night and hear you say yes and no.
Yeah, there are definitely guys like that.
Yes and no, and I'm like, okay. Do you have an opinion?
Yeah,
I've had that situation too, and I have a talk show, so of course I know how to talk. But this guy out talked me. I just wanted him to shut the hell up. I'm just like, could you just land the plane? We were out for like a lunch date for an hour, and I might have said 5 words.
Wow.
I said, okay, yes, sure. And that was...
And then at the end of the date, you said no.
Right, right.
No.
The date is over. He talked too damn much.
No.
So another dating do, you know, a lot of people say on Facebook, you know, be on time, which is important. Definitely be on time. But if something happens, be an effective communicator. Like, okay, if something comes up and you can't make it, call that person.
Yes.
Another thing that really pisses me off is if somebody can't make it somewhere, they're going to be late, and I have to call them to find out what's going on. Like, you knew at 4:30 that you weren't going to be there at 5. You knew that at 4:15 that your car broke down, that you were having issues. So have the respect and courtesy to call a person. Don't text me, because if you text me, I am so sorry, my friend. I will just
Another don't for me is, please don't give me some off the wall cuff remarks saying, okay, yeah, my dog had to go in emergency appendectomy surgery.
Come on, I'm sorry, I couldn't go out on the date. I had to walk my fish.
Yeah, you know, my cat towards ACL. You know?
All that means is she has a better option, you know, now than when he asked her at first and she said yes. Now she has a better option, so she's gonna turn you down on your date to go out on this better date of the dude that she's really been wanting.
And I get that. You know, if you found somebody that you're feeling better than me, I'm not gonna slip my wrist or jump out the ground floor window. I'm not gonna end my life, but have the courtesy to at least call and tell me that something came up where you can't make it.
Right.
It's just a respect thing to me.
Plus, I think, too, it's also our reliance too much on these electronic devices and the simple, you know, it just kind of, you can hide behind it and say, okay, well, I can't make it, so let me send a half-ass text.
Right.
Instead of just saying, okay, look, I can't make it this evening, something came up. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, because they don't want to have to deal with you finding out that they gave you a BS story.
No one, this is the new age. No one talks on the phone anymore at all.
Right.
I mean, everybody texts, everybody Facebook, everybody Twitter.
I'm texting right now.
Instagram.
Everybody just does.
Right.
Nobody, I talk on the phone maybe like once a day now. It's like everything is through a text or through Facebook or through, you know, oh my God, it's
Yeah.
I love to talk on the phone, but nobody talks.
Yeah. Nobody talks. Nobody people don't talk no more. All they do is text.
I know.
But speaking of talking, don't be shy. You can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And keep in mind that you can post your bad date stories on thisdateisover.com, because that's what it's there for. That's why I made the site. But we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on The Flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Damn, Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. Cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Valentine's is the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. But the latter came back 3 days later. We turned to cinder.
Step much gamer. Yeah, cause women come, women go. Until we all mature, we ain't really trying to grow. With the girl we seeing, we ain't really trying no. Try and beat it up fast on the living room flow. Got a little older, had to spend a little dough. Kept something in the pocket just in case I had to show. Shorty's how I did it when I took him to the store. Took a few to the mold, lot of vouch for that. Nigga vouch to the fact things I did was dumb. I count all of that to being young. Got a little age, got some understanding. The older women get the more concerned with companionship. It took me a while to get to this point. I don't expect all of y'all to understand. Read between the bass, snares, and kick. Everybody getting judged for who they standing with.
Yeah, really. You make me step my game up.
She said we should go out on a date. I said that's cool, you can come to my house. She said, nigga, please do better than that. I wanna come over and chill on your couch. I laughed cause it seemed she had me all figured out. And my game ain't worked like it did before. Them was days long gone, cause once they get grown, these hoes ain't impressed by Applebee's no more. Gotta dig a little deeper for that BF change, for BF change. And if you can't afford it, you can still do things to show you ain't on no dumb ish. Take her to a gallery, museum, or some ish. Thank God for you and all the crew that you run with, giving new meaning to the blind date. You so official, but a nigga can't attract crystal with a boom's form mind state. You know what I'm saying?
Step my game up, yeah, step my game up. You make me step my game up, step my game up, yeah, my game up. You make me step my game up, game up. Step my game up, yeah, step my game up. You make me step my game up.
Hey, listen, baby.
You make a nigga wanna go to the store and get some wine for you.
Remember when you got your first apartment and you used to have chicks over? What was the number one line you used to always use when you wanted to try to get them naked?
Baby, do you want a massage?
That's it. Can't do it no more. Let's step it up, man.
To the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow, and we are live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Got DJ Easy in the studio.
Hello, hello, hello.
Also got Brother Whiskey.
Good evening, good afternoon.
And he came to the studio without whiskey. What the bleep. But you just heard music.
Drink
from
responsibly.
Yeah, right. You just heard music from Little Brother. The song was Step It Up, because fellas, the ladies, we want you to step it up. But it goes both ways, because ladies, you gotta step it up too. When it comes to dating, step your game up. And everything they say in that song is so true. You cannot attract Crystal with a Boone's Farm mind state. And right before that was The Far Side with Passing Me By. So So tonight's topic, dating do's and don'ts. Give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at Date Is Over or hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So I want to take it to DJ Easy because we got some comments in the Facebook group. Tell us what the people are saying and some of the dating do's and don'ts.
T. Perry says, always open the door for a lady on the first date. Always.
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 Chivalry is not dead.
Always.
A lot of guys don't believe in that, especially the car door.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know. A lot of guys, I think people operate out of fear and they don't want to come off as being a chump.
Right.
So they don't want to go out of their way of, you know, being chivalrous because they're afraid that they're going to be called thirsty, right, or oppressed. Right. Like, what is so wrong with you being a gentleman? I think you would score more points being a gentleman than being a jerk.
Well, because I think some of these guys don't know how to be a gentleman. And it's very simplistic in its nature. It's just going above and beyond, but, you know, keeping the whole process simple. You know, like getting the door, making sure that she's squared away. You know, simple things. Simple things. It's really not that complicated, you know.
It goes into the type of chick that you're checking out too.
I mean, that's true. That is true.
You know, some girls, they think you're soft or whatever if you're opening up a door, but another chick might say,
damn,
you know what, damn, this dude, all right, he opening the door for everywhere I go, and you know. So, I mean, it depends on that girl that you're taking out. I mean,
but why does it matter? So that means that you can't be chivalrous because of the woman that you're taking out? You still can't open the door for her?
I mean, she's going to look bad. She's going to look on you bad if you're opening up the door for you, and that's not something that she likes.
Right.
You know, some dudes like these roughnecks that, the brothers that don't know how to treat a girl. Some girls like that, you know.
Okay. So what are some other comments that we got in the group?
Yeah,
grab that laptop.
Yeah. we got a comment that says, never do anything that you normally do. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how, or what does that mean?
I don't know. He must not date often.
Yeah, never do anything that you normally do, and I'm not going to say his name. But, yeah, that's one of our comments, and why would you not be yourself on a date? You know, and show the girl what she's actually getting. I mean, why would you fake out and do something totally different on the first date? Then you get her. Then, okay, let me be myself.
And then, I don't know.
Let me be myself.
Speaking of stupid comments, okay, on Instagram, this fool here, he says, do whip it out and slap her with it on the forehead so she knows what the deal is. Punch him right in the throat.
Wow.
Well, everybody's not packing 12, so everybody can't.
He ain't packing 12 either.
Everybody can't whip it out and throw it on the table or wherever he's trying to throw it at. You know, we might not be packing 12.
Somebody said, stop giving these chicks, giving these nothing chicks hope. Just keep it real.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
But a lot of these guys are turning hopes into housewives these days, so I don't.
You know, I
think women that have substance are losing hope because they see these chicks with these hoe-like tendencies getting all the love.
And that is the truth. I mean, why, you know, it's, from a guy's standpoint, why would you waste, you know, 6 weeks on this chick not knowing if you're going to get to your final result or whatever you're looking for when you can spend 2 nights and you already... You know, you done already conquered the mountain, had this, you done had everything, and oh, now you move on to the next chick, or if you want to keep dealing with that chick, you can keep dealing with it, mm-hmm, if the sex is good. So, why spend, you know, 6 weeks on, but if you, you know, with the chick standpoint, if you like dating her and, you know, you got great conversation, you guys like being around each other, that should matter a lot more than that, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever you spending in the bed.
It doesn't nowadays.
You know, I mean,
it's not about substance nowadays.
My question, what is the, if we could get some females to respond out here, but what's the general rule as far as, you know, giving it up, not giving it up, first date, second date, you know, what's the general consensus as far as that's concerned?
I think the general consensus is if they are feeling that person.
Okay.
I think that's what it would be.
Okay.
So but that means first date every time.
Yeah, I know, you know.
No, it doesn't mean a first date every time.
Drink up.
It doesn't.
No. Yeah, double up on that drink. Yeah,
double up on that whiskey, I guess, you know.
I can say it depends on how they are feeling that person, and they take it from there. So they might be feeling them on the first time. They might not. They might feel them on the third. Who knows? But some people just like to pace themselves and wait. I mean, generally, I think it'd be a better idea to wait, but it doesn't always happen like that.
Normally, when you do that on the first date, you automatically label the whole word.
Right.
You know, it's automatic. As a female, you know, you do it on the first date. Game is over.
Right.
I got mine.
No, I'm just saying, what does he have to look forward to?
If he doesn't. Already... That's why it's not necessarily a great idea to do it. You know, but if you're an adult, it's like, okay, we just kicked it. We had fun that time. It is what it is. But I got to hold that thought because you're just now stepping into the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio. And I am your host, Miss Marie. I am joined in the studio with DJ Easy.
Hello, ladies and gents all over the country.
And I got whiskey in the studio.
Make sure it's neat.
I know. I was about to say, wait, hold up. Whiskey? Bourbon?
Scotch.
Scotch. I was like, what was I going to call them? Whiskey. Yes. But the second hour of the show means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. But keep in mind that you can check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories. Make certain you check out the radio show. That's This Date Is Over Radio each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On rocktheflow.com. That's the flow on rocktheflow.com. You can like me or like my Facebook page, I should say, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And tweet me or follow me on Instagram at dateisover. But like I said, it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for my rant and rave. I get my words together. Lord, I can't get it together.
Thinking about that CBS last night.
Oh, Lord. Let's not have any more CBS conversations, please. But what am I going to rant and rave about? Dating. Yes, dating do's and don'ts. There's so many things that you shouldn't do, but I think one of the main things that you should do is have a goal. A lot of people have way too large of expectations, I believe, when it comes to initial dates. Like, I think your goal should be to have a good time. So many people go in there thinking, well, she could be the one, he could be the one, this is, I'm gonna just do this, that, and the other. It's like, don't be so bleeping extra. Just go there wanting to have a good time and making certain that you have a positive attitude, because people have these just outlandish expectations, and when they're not met, they're disappointed. But it's like, if you really, really evaluate some of their dates, you're like, okay, you went to XYZ place, you enjoyed the food, you enjoyed the conversation, you enjoyed the company. Okay, let it be that. It might not have been a match. So don't necessarily think that when you're going to have a date that it's going to be a match. This person could just be a match for friendship. You never know what it's going to be. So have an open mind, number one. Have a positive attitude, number two. And as I said before, ladies especially, don't rely on your looks when it comes to dating. Like, a lot of women will go on these dates and have these men spend all this money. And I know I've done it. So I'm not going to sit up here and act like I'm not a part of the guilty party. But, you know, I think with age comes maturity and wisdom. So I think I'm somewhat wise, maybe, perhaps, just a tad. But don't go in there just thinking that your looks are going to get you somewhere. You got to have something to talk about and entertain that man as well. Because if he's going to be spending that money on you, you could at least humor the guy and be pleasant, be present, be nice, and have some conversation. And I think that's it for me. I don't know. Well, the other thing I want to point out, what I say all the time, like I said on the Dutch debate show, reevaluate your dating strategy altogether. Don't put all your eggs in one basket and don't go overboard spending all this money on a first date, especially when you don't even know if you like the person. So try to do something that's a little more low-key and just have a good time. Just don't come there with a list of 45 questions to ask and this, that, and the other. This is not an interview, even though it is, but it isn't. Like, you don't have to be so boom, 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 boom. Like, don't come to a date with your interrogation light. Like, just let it all down. It's just let it flow.
Right.
Let it flow.
Right.
So I think that's all I got to add. Oh, no, I don't. That's not it. Please look your best. Please put your best face forward, because that's one thing that really pisses me off, is when a person is looking all bummed out. So please, ladies and gents, put your best face forward. If you don't know how to do that, consult with a magazine, go online, GQ, or follow some fashion. Well, actually, I don't know about all these fashion bloggers because some of them look a mess. I'm going to just put that out there. I'm going to just be honest because I've seen some not so good looking fashion bloggers, and I'm just like, how the hell did you get a blog in the first place? Because those shoes, first of all, if you show me a kitten heel, I can't support the cause. So, yeah. But I would say consult with some of these, you know, fashion magazines, high fashion magazines. And even if you can't afford what they are showing you, you can get something that's a replica of it. I know because I can't afford any Christian Louboutin shoes. But you best believe if I see this nice dress that's black and it has this, that, the other, I'm going to accessorize the hell out of that thing. And you won't even know that it came from H&M or Target or JCPenney. Don't let the food taste fool you. I can hold
Walmart.
My own. Now, I don't know about Walmart because their quality is not up to par. Like, it's a difference between inexpensive and cheap. You can get inexpensive clothing, but don't get cheap clothing.
Like pay less than JCPenney.
Yeah, so fellas, you know, please make certain that you are looking your best too, because a lot of guys just don't seem to put any effort into their attire when it comes to dates. So I think I'm going to shut up now. Pass it to you, DJ Easy. Anything you want to rant and rave about?
I'm not ranting and raving, but a chick, Jay Smith, had a little comment. She says on a date, guys, this is a don't. Do not make tit contact.
Okay, can we not say tit, though? Can we say breast?
Okay, well, I'm just saying what she said.
You can reword it.
Okay, do not make breast contact.
Don't oval. Do not oval.
Make eye contact. I mean, she's basically, you know, I mean, especially on the first date, make eye contact at all times. I mean, you know, people respect you more if you make an eye contact and you're not, you know, constantly, you know.
But now, what if the girls are showing constantly? Like, she got that low cut.
Tit contact. I'm still laughing at that.
What if she got that?
And don't get mad at me. Get mad at the blogger.
She ain't a blogger. Tit contact. It's people with these comments. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's it.
I would say on a big don't as far as a woman is concerned. If you're used to going out eating McDonald's and a dude says, you know, I'm gonna take you out to a fine restaurant, don't go to the fine restaurant and looking at the menu and saying, hey, I got the order from the, you know, the $99 part of the menu when you don't even know what that stuff is you're ordering.
Like we said before,
so you don't
ladies.
Even know what that stuff is you're ordering, but he's taking you out to a nice restaurant. You know what?
Ladies.
That stuff sounds good. That's $99. Let me go ahead and order that.
Yes, Lord.
I said it before and I will say it again. If you cannot pronounce what the item is, don't ask for no escargot because that's not what it's called.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
order Merlot because that's not what it's called.
Yes.
If it's something that you wouldn't pay for out of your own pockets, please don't try to make that man pay for that.
Yes.
If you wouldn't buy him the surf and the turf, don't do it.
Yes.
I mean, of course, if he insists on getting it for you, that's fine, but try to get something that you can pronounce, but and also try to step outside of your boundaries, you know. Try to like open up your palate just a tad and like, well, I only eat chicken fingers. I only eat chicken sandwiches. I only eat fish sticks. Like, please don't go to that fine dine and ask him to see if they have fried chicken on the menu.
No, that's the kids' menu.
Like, please do not ask for chicken nuggets. Come on now, step it up. If he's taking you someplace nice, that's one thing that kills me about people and food. Like, it's just food. If you eat chicken, try chicken made another way. Like, it yes. might have a little cheese. Yes. You like chicken and cheese. This has chicken with cheese on top of it. Oh my God, what a concept.
Yes.
You eat chicken, yes. you eat chicken tenders, you eat cheese. This is, you know, chicken parmesan. It's chicken with cheese on it. Just try it. Like, come on now.
Yes, you're definitely right about that. A lot of women, you know, will go out and then when they get to a nice restaurant, they want to order something, you know, like they've never been to a nice restaurant. They want to order from, you know, sounding like they're eating from, you know, Kentucky Fried Popeyes or some chain restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, and they don't.
Y'all you know, don't have a Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity here.
No. Oh, man.
And please note that you don't have to point to everything on the menu. Like, just tell the server, I would like to have the filet mignon. You don't have to point to the menu. Like, Don't ask them where the pictures are of the food either.
you know, as a man, if you see a woman doing that, that's a woman that you're not gonna want to go out with. You're gonna want to go to Plan B. Let me get that tonight, quick. And Lock leave her alone. Because you know she's not, you know, she's not the chick that you're going to date down the road.
Do you know she asked for scrimp?
Yeah.
Scrimp scampi.
Yep. That's a one-nighter.
She think that Red Lobster is the best seafood place on the planet. I don't think anything is made fresh at Red Lobster. I think that stuff comes from Vandy Camps.
That's not even seafood.
I think it's a Vandy Camps. They put in the microwave and they try to pass off. Although I do like that lobster tortilla dip and whatnot. I'm just saying. And they do have good drinks. Cause like, you know, with me, when it comes to food, cause I love food. But if the best thing on the menu at that restaurant is their Sprite, you know, their Coke and Coke products, I'm gonna just go ahead and pass. Go ahead and pass on that. But another thing I want to talk about, I got a text from my buddy, Mr. Pig. Hey, Mr. Pig, if you're listening, we talked about this a couple of days ago, and he was saying a huge dating don't is never speak of marriage, children, or a future together on the first date.
Right.
Oh, you just went quiet on us. What'd you think about that? He said, don't speak of marriage. Well, coming from women, like, don't speak of marriage, children, or your future together on the first date.
Oh, that's definitely a don't. I mean, you don't want to scare a woman and also.
No, you're talking about a woman to a man. He said it's okay. I guess it's a double standard with that, because I said, you know, well, okay. how do you shield that question? Because I know I've been asked by men, like, well, what do you think about this? Or some people try to lock it down a little bit too early. I'm like, yo.
Well, you don't, if a woman saying it to a man, that's going to scare a man away right away. That's now you're talking about ending the date. Okay, well, after the appetizer, okay, it's time to take
you
home.
I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back.
it's time to start talking about marriage and kids and all of that stuff. That's a definite turn off as far as a man's concerned to continue dating you. You know, is that's one of the worst things that you could say. a man will take you to bed, but will not, you know, want to go that next step with you until, you know, if he gets to know you in 6 months, a year, then you want to start talking about that type of stuff, then, you know, fine. But first date, the date is over.
Yeah, the date is definitely over. Because how personal should you get? Because some people get way too personal on a date. They ask you, you know, what your intentions are and how did you feel when you were 5 years old, when this happened, and where was this, what's your social security number. Like, how far should the conversation go on a first date? Or should you on a date, period? Like,
I don't think
what's a don't when it comes to conversation?
I don't think you should talk about your futures as far as relationships, because that's something that pertains to you and the person that you're out with, so you don't want to talk about that. I mean, you know, you can talk about stuff in your past, you know, the non-important stuff, like nothing relationship wise don't talk about your past relationships, don't talk about your relationships, and don't talk about the future. But if you want to talk about something in the future as far as education or something that's going on not pertaining to relationships, or even in the past, something that's not pertaining to relationships, talk about it.
Ooh, I have a good don't. I'm going on Facebook in another group that I'm in, and Miss T, she says, do not date me with expectations or the IOU mindset. The quickest way to be disappointed, because a lot of guys will see you ordering, like I said, from the surf and the turf, they see you ordering that, they're like, oh yes, it's going down tonight.
And
a lot of guys have that mentality, and a lot of guys are going to be sadly mistaken.
Sadly disappointed.
Yeah, they're going to be disappointed because they think they're going to do all this nice stuff for a woman just to get something in return, and they're not getting anything but a hug and a kiss goodnight.
Well, in my aspect of it, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on you. If I'm thinking that I want to just do that to you, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on you. Because why? Why would you spend a lot of money on somebody that you don't want to be with no longer than, you know, doing something with them that night? If you're spending money is like an investment. So
but why do guys feel that they have to, like, that it's going to be a guarantee that they're going to get something in return? Why can't they just go into it saying, hey, I'm going to have a good time with this woman? Why do so many expect that if I spend, like, they have like this whole, I guess, amount that if you cross, then the cookie's mine. What about you, Whiskey? Why do a lot of guys have that thought?
You know, I probably say a lot of it's probably ego driven. You know what I'm saying? I mean, thinking, okay, you know, if I put out this much, then by God, she better be able to put out this much when it's all squared away. You know, when it's all said and done later on, we're chilling at this place, and you know, she's like, okay, you know, we done $150 for the meal, you know, $75 for the drinks, and you know, X amount of this. So I think
the draws are mine, dog.
Yes,
you see how much food she ate? Man, I know I'm getting it tonight. She at least gonna give me a hand or something. But anyway, we gotta go to commercial. So keep it right here on The Flow. That's This Day Is Over Radio on rocktheflow.com. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
Thank you.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. You just heard music from Darian Brockington. The song was Come On Over. And he is a part of the Foreign Exchange crew. You know, sometimes he performs with them. And speaking of the Foreign Exchange, they will be in the D.C. area, I believe, on May 2nd. I have got to go. It's going to be a great show. See Fonte and Nicolay. If you're not familiar with the Foreign Exchange music, I highly recommend that you download every last one of their albums, especially Authenticity. That's one of my favorites. So check it out. And by the way, I'm your host, Miss Marie, and we are live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you tune in to This Date Is Over Radio each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. And make sure you check out all the great programming that we have on this wonderful online station. So you can catch us wherever you go. You can be on any coast on this great earth and listen to The Flow. That's if you got the internet. I hope you do. But you can also download the TuneIn app to your mobile device. That's TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N. Do a search for The Flow, and we are the very first station to appear on the list. Now, tonight we're talking about dating do's and don'ts. The number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at DateIsOver and also put your comments on the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Tonight I'm joined in the studio by Whiskey. What's up, Whiskey?
Yes, what's happening?
And we got DJ Easy.
I got to change my name. I like the name of a liquor. I'm going to start changing.
You're going to call him Patron?
Yeah, I'm going to start
changing. We can call you Fireball.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to change my name.
We can call you Fireball.
Some type of liquor. I like that.
Thank you, DJ. Appreciate it.
Yes. Right?
It comes with the territory.
I'm trying to think. What am I going to call myself? Honey Bourbon? That doesn't sound... That's not cute. Honey Jack? I don't like that for me. But dating do's and don'ts. So this is one of the things I struggle with. And... I say this as a do. Do know when to end the date.
Yes.
Because like when you're caught up in the moment, you're having a good time with somebody, you don't want it to end. But at the same time, you do need to put a period at the end of things so that you can have something to look forward to for date number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever.
Right.
Wow.
So, and it's, I've been in that case too. Like, yeah, I had a good time with the guy. I might not have necessarily been feeling him on a romantic level, but I'm like, yeah, what? It's cool. He asked, and I felt like, oh, okay, sure, because I didn't want to like disappoint him. Right. He still wanted to hang out.
How much more can you do? I mean, once you know, 12, 1, 2 in the morning.
Oh, it wasn't that late.
Oh,
no, it wasn't that late at all. I think I forgot. We went to like a restaurant, and then we went to, I don't know where the hell we went.
So you're talking about like,
I think we went 11, to like a hookah bar or something 11 like that.
Or 11 or 12 or something.
Yeah. Mm. But I should have ended it. Yeah. But you need, yeah, know when to end the date. That's a hard one I have to learn how to do a better job of. And as I said before, have a plan. Please don't wing it on these dates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I get it. It's called for if it's like a spur of the moment. But try to have a plan. I appreciate that a lot more than not having a plan.
I would say one of my do's for guys is, try to stretch the imagination of fashion a little bit. You know, you
ain't hell
gotta
be,
yeah. It ain't necessarily got to be jeans and, you know, something like this. But, you know, if you don't own a suit, you know, here's a good opportunity to just learn the simple basics of shirt, tie, belt, socks, you know, and a suit and the whole nine yards.
That's lingerie for women. Like lingerie, you know, the man in a suit, that's our lingerie. If he's looking good and it's nice and tailored, please, guys, get that stuff tailored to your body.
The suit ain't got to be the most expensive thing in the world.
K&G is your friend,
right? But you know, like she said, if it's tailored, get it adjusted. You know, make sure that it fits. It's not sloppy. You know, and clean your fingernails too, man. You know.
Oh yes.
And brush your teeth and brush your shoes and you know show up looking like okay, presentable, ready to rock and
make
roll.
Make her want you,
right? And I guarantee by the end of the night, everything shall be.
You eat with your eyes first.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
And you know, I was just thinking about something. You know, it's a difference between club attire and date attire.
Yes, ladies, there is a huge difference. Ladies, please know the difference.
Big difference.
This guy I had spoken with, he was telling me about one of his bad dates, and he said that he took a liking to this particular young lady, and he took her to a very nice restaurant, very upscale. And she came with like a skin tight see-through dress. She was very loud and, you know, a little ghetto fabulous on a date. And he just, you know, pulled her aside. I was like, I can't believe, number one, that you're wearing that. Like, number two, like, you're loud. Like, you know, can you like act like a lady?
Yes.
Wow, he said that. If you got to pull a girl aside and say that.
That's bad.
It's no need to. That's a date ender.
Is it okay? No, it's not a date ender.
It's either a date ender or at the end of the night.
The date ender or the date is going to be in her. Is what he's trying to say.
Yes.
So
yes, it's going to be.
Yeah, he that really. I mean, he wasn't expecting that. I'm like, damn, you. Did you tell her what kind of restaurant y'all were going to? He's like, yeah.
Hold on, so, he had to know that she was that way, because I mean,
he had to know that she couldn't dress.
I mean, just the language of talking to her on the phone. You know, if a chick is a ghetto-fied chick,
some people you don't know, because I mean, she don't necessarily mean that she's ghetto per se. But I've been out with somebody who, you know, dresses to the nines and he takes pride in his appearance and very nice. We get to the restaurant, he's loud as hell. Like, I was like, dude, like, your volume right now. I mean, everybody in the restaurant can hear us. And I had to ask him, like, you know, could you kind of, like, lower your voice a little bit? Because he didn't know. Or maybe he did. I think he just liked to be heard. Because sometimes you don't know how a person's going to behave in a public setting with other people around. Because when you're talking to them on the phone, it's like, all right, everything's cool. When you get in person, they're like, hey, hello. And I'm just like, shut up.
Might have been a person you met at happy hour in the club. You get him out on a date.
We didn't meet in a happy hour.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying it's two totally different people. Somebody you meet in a happy hour, or club, or after work, or whatever. And then you meet him out on a date one-on-one, and it's totally different. You don't have any conversation for each other. They don't have any conversation for you. You don't have any conversation for them. They're loud, obnoxious,
That's a definite turnoff right there. It's like, come on, man, what are you doing? You know, we're at Ruth Chris's, and you still think of we at, something, you know? So that makes no sense.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know that guy was going to be, like, uber loud and whatnot. So that was a last date that we went on. So.
Have you dated anybody more than once?
I have. Thank you. And another dating don't. This goes on to when we talk about online dating 101. Well, when it comes to dating don't that I've come across, you know, having tried out online dating, is that guys will ask you, so what's your experience been like on so-and-so site? And like, why the hell are you asking me about that? That's a don't to me. Like, why are you worried about what my dates were like with other people? You should be focused on our date together.
Well, I guess that to me, that's an insecure person, you know? I mean, if you can't throw all caution to the wind and, you know, just appreciate what you got going on right there instead of having to dig up something to strike up a conversation, then, you know, you should probably stay home and play with your toys or something like that.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. So what do you think of... So how's your experience been? I'm like...
Well, you know, he's probably asking that question because he wants to know what not to do to, you know, end your date with him. So let me pry and find out what was her not like or what her dislikes or what, you know, what I shouldn't do to make her end the date. So
yeah, when people ask me that, I give them a dumb response. They ask, so how's your experience been? I'll say, oh, it's been great. You know, I'm married now. I have 7 kids. So my experience has been just spectacular. But I don't understand the nature of that. I mean, I get it, but then again, I don't, because I wouldn't ask somebody like, hey, how were your last 3 dates with, you know, whoever you've been seeing been? Like, I wouldn't ask somebody that. Like, how's your experience been? So, did you have sex with her? Did you do this? Like, I'm not going to ask those questions about your previous dates.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, because to me, I think that's the whole purpose of going on a date, is to find out new, interesting.
Right, but don't ask me what I've been doing on other dates with other people.
Yeah,
like, what does that have to do with you?
That's sort of
just ask me what I like and what I don't like. Don't ask me how my experience has been with other people.
You get the door shut quick. Slam. Right.
All right, but we got to go to commercial. These commercial breaks come up so quickly.
Yeah, it seems like we just got off.
I know. We're having a good time, too.
I know. Funny how time flies when you're having fun. So give us a call. The number's 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or follow me on Instagram at @dateisover. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Keep in mind you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. The website, thisdateisover.com, is there just for you. to post your bad date stories and relationship tidbits. So go to thisdateisover.com. Not now, but right now. But anyways, keep it right here on the flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Had to play some more music by Iman Omari. The song was Energy. Love it, love it. But anyways, I got DJ Easy in the studio.
Hello, ladies and gents. If you're not listening, you're missing a great show. Spread the word. Spread the word.
Yes, every Sunday, 10 o'clock, Eastern time. I don't know what that is. Eastern time. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. That's The Flow. Rocktheflow.com. Also got Whiskey in the studio. What's up, Whiskey?
Hey, hey, hey. What's happening? What's happening?
And we are talking about dating do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
Going back into Facebook. And a lot of people said, don't be on your cell. Yes, yeah. Don't be on your cell phone.
Turn it off.
Turn it off. How do you tell somebody to turn their cell phone off? Because one of the things I'll say to somebody is, am I boring you?
Yeah, I think that helps too. But you just be direct like me. That looks, then turn it. Can you please turn it off so I can enjoy your company while we talk about this, that, and whatnot?
Yeah. Right, because some people are like, well, you know, I got so much stuff to do, my job and my child and blah blah blah. And
you work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Right.
This is Saturday night.
I know.
Come through. Somebody could call me. So and so. I'm like, well, then we don't need to go out.
Right, right.
Because people try to use their job and being busy as an excuse. Like, you shut it off for at least 6 hours when you go to sleep. So pretend that you sleep.
Right.
You can get that call some other time.
Right.
We ain't going to be together for 8 hours. You might be together for an hour and a half.
Right.
So just use that time accordingly. Right. Be wise with your time. Because
be mindful of my time and my effort, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
Shut it off. Take it off. Shut it off.
Yeah. DJ One said, the date is about having a good time with a woman. Focus on her and make it about her. Do you and be yourself. It's how you get her to this part in the first place. Yeah. You gotta get her there. Like, if you have somebody on a date, the least you can do is give them your undivided attention. That's just straight up rude. Straight up rude. Another thing that really gets on my nerves is name dropping. Please, fellas and ladies, the name dropping, you can keep that stuff. I don't give a damn if Stevie Wonder is your great uncle on your stepsister's nephew's half cousin side. I don't care. I don't care that you rubbed elbows with frickin', I don't know, who's somebody that's famous?
I don't know, friends.
With
don't
Ray
say
J.
Your, don't
I
don't say your, don't
I don't
say your
care.
Friends with DJ Easy.
I don't,
I mean,
right,
you
I don't
know,
care
just,
that you,
just don't do it.
You were recording the tape, like you were the person holding the camera when Ray J was making a sex tape. Like, I don't care that you happened to meet, I don't know, Mike Tyson because you tripped and fell in the elevator and you just happened to see. Like, I don't care who you know. The date is about us being together. You know, when people start talking about all those kinds of things, like all these famous people, well, I'm friends with so-and-so, so-and-so, that's a turn-off. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, what the hell does that have to do with you? You're not famous.
That's not going to buy dinner. That's not
no.
going that's
I mean,
not
so,
going to pay for the movie that we had. That's the, if you drop a name at the door or whatever, that's not going to get us in free.
Right. And I get it, you know, if you know somebody famous, that's your business. But don't use that to woo me, because that's going to turn me off. Because I'm like, okay, what other, you know, there's no substance to your conversation. Like, okay, you know so-and-so person, so am I going to meet so-and-so XYZ famous person? Or are you just going to keep talking about
only
them,
use
ride
it
their coattails?
Only use it if you can prove it. I mean, not prove it, but just like I said, if you go into this restaurant owned by Sugar Ray Leonard, you know,
and you friends with Sugar Ray?
Yeah,
okay,
you friends
fine.
With Sugar Ray, and you gonna get dinner comped by Sugar Ray? Then that's fine. Then
right,
name drop,
right,
but
don't
name dropping is just for name dropping.
But dudes do it because they want to have groupies. They try. A lot of guys try to act like they don't want chicks to chase them for their status and their money, but a lot of them do. I remember years ago I was with my friends, and this was probably when I was in college. So we were all, you know, we all packed up in one car to go to King's Dominion and have a good time, and we were leaving the park. And the guy pulled up next to us in the car, and he was, you know, I guess he took a liking to me, so he and I were talking. He was saying, we're going to have a party, you know, down the road. Do you want to come to the party? I was like, all right, cool, that's fine. Just let me know the address. We'll be there. His friend is sitting in the back seat, decides to roll the window down. He's like, well, you know my man's going to the league, right? I said, okay, that's nice. I said, but by the way, you know, I ignored the friend in the back. I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, that's cool. And I went back to the guy I was talking to. I said, so where's the party again? He was like, lady, the guy, his friend in the back.
Wow.
I said, my man is going to the league. I don't care. I just want to know what the party is. I don't give a damn where your friend is going. He was like, well, that's why. See, that's why I can't stand broke broads. That's why you sitting in a passenger seat. I was like, my man, you're not going to the league. He is. You're sitting in the back seat. All I want to know is where the party is.
Get off the nuts.
Right. But it's a lot of dudes like that. They want you to ride their coattails because they know XYZ person. Oh, well, he's a promoter and she does this. And my sister is this person. And
Too many inflated egos in DC.
Yeah, it's so many. It's not just DC. It's everywhere.
It's easy to do that because I have did that. So I'm not going to say, you know, it was stupid now that I think about it. But back then, it was very beneficial, you know. So I did it. So I'm not going to say, you know. If it's working for you and you use that to get
of course
to,
they use it because it worked on like some chicken head. But if you want somebody of substance,
that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
If you want somebody of substance, then perhaps you should, you know, rely on what you have internally. Rely on your character to attract a person. Yes. You know, because end of the day, if you really want something long term, you want somebody of substance, then leading with all this extra material stuff and how I know Sugar Ray Leonard and how I know Riddick Bowe and how I know Evander Holyfield, even though I'm throwing out people who are probably all the way washed up, I couldn't even think of anybody famous right now to name. My bad. But that also goes on, you know, with the name dropping, the whole resume. Like, I don't, the people that wear their resume on their entire forearm, like, come on, man. I don't. Yes, you were in the ROTC when you were in high school. Oh my God, that is so wonderful. Yes, you got a 4.0 in elementary school. Like, okay. Yes, you saved pigeons from the alleyway. You know, you on the weekend you do this. You're such a great
person.
What
are you doing now?
This is people who will go on and on about everything that they do. Like, you know, well, I'm in this and I do that and I do this. Well, I volunteer on weekends. I save puppies. I work with the ASPCA. I'm a volunteer firefighter. I'm this. I have these 45 degrees.
And I bottle my own wine on the weekends too. You know?
Right. And I drive my Hummer to the end of the driveway just to get the mail, and that's the only reason why I drive it. I mean, stuff like that. But that's annoying to me. I don't know how you guys feel about that. Because a lot of people that will come to the date just, you know, spewing off everything that's so great and what they've done and the awards that they've gotten. And
start off with that,
you got to continue with that. I mean, and then that's not going to last long as far as a relationship because you can't name drop forever. You can't say all your whatever you're doing forever. You just got to go into that date being yourself. And you can be yourself forever because you've been yourself up until now, so why be somebody different?
I think that's the problem because people don't know how to be themselves. They're so used to trying to impress somebody that they don't even know how to be themselves. Like, they don't know how to be Jonathan. They know how to be Johnny Too Hottie. Like, they don't know how to just be all down and be that calm person and attract somebody with, like I said, with their character or what's within. They just know that, you know what, I got to show her my cars, I have to show her how much money I make, I have to show her that I know all these celebrities, I have to show her that I wear the most expensive clothing, I have to, you know, lead by everything except me.
And at the end of the day, I mean, what do you really have? Because, I mean, you know, if you're hyping up and like you said, you got all this stuff in my resume and I've done everything short of, you know, climb Mount Everest the first time. I mean, at the end of the day, what do you really have to show for it? You know, I mean, if you're really nothing. So, you know, keep it simple. That's my that's my philosophical approach. Is just keep it simple on the date. Be open, be honest, and be, you know, keep spontaneity. Spontaneity to me is so key. That's one of my, you know, dudes on this date. Don't come in there, you know, trying to fit a square into a circle because it'll never fit. And, you know, at the end of the day, you'll be busted, you know, discovered. So,
yeah. It's funny because I'll try to wrap it up quickly because we got to go to commercial. I remember this guy, you know, I think it was an online thing. He hit me up and, you know, I thought we were going to have like conversation about, you know, what do you like, blah, blah, blah. And I think I asked him something about himself. He was like, oh, yeah, you should check out my YouTube video. I was like, why the hell I wanted to look at your YouTube video? And the video was of him getting some award or something. I said, what the hell?
When he was in junior high.
Right. I I was like, I don't mean any harm, honey, but I don't understand why the hell I would want to. I give two craps about you winning some award. I understand that you maybe, you know, you that impresses some other people, but I don't care. That tells me nothing about you as a dater. To me, that seems that you're very arrogant. Like, Google me, then you'll find out who I am. Like, no, this is an opportunity for you to present yourself and have a genuine conversation. But you're telling me to look at some damn YouTube video? That is the dumbest crap I have ever heard. Like, get it together. This date is over. But we got to go to commercials, so keep it right here on The Flow. Give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also make sure you like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear this shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
At high.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio with your host, Miss Marie. Just heard music from Chocolate. The song was Completely. That's actually an interlude. And right before that, this music from Kirk Is. Either it's Kirk Is or Kirk Is. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. His name. He is all the way in Australia. So he sent me some music. And yeah, the song was Bump Sweat. But tonight we've been talking about dating do's and don'ts. It's almost that time for us to get out of here. But I did want to go over a couple more of the dating don'ts. Dating do's and don'ts. Ms. Webb says, do not bring up sex on the first date or on a date, period. Don't brag about what you have or talk about yourself during the entire date. So, yeah, sex on the first date, bringing it up, yay or nay. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to say that I have DJ Easy and Whiskey in the studio.
Hello, hello.
So,
Sex.
So, Whiskey.
Yes.
Bringing up sex on the first date.
Walk that fine line. Sometimes it depends. Mm-hmm. It depends.
What about you, Easy?
I'm going to say let the date go. I mean, you know, see where the date is going. Right. I mean, I personally wouldn't bring it up until, you know, I see where the female is going, mm-hmm. you know, where she's going. If she's trying to go there and we're having a good time and it seems like she's trying to bring it up, then, hey, I'll bring it up.
You like, I'll go with the flow, honey.
Yeah.
I got two condoms in my pocket.
Yeah,
what's up?
I'll bring it up, you know.
Literally and figuratively. Let's see. So what about going back to somebody's place on the first date?
Yes. I think you should. Yes. I think you should.
What about asking somebody to come back to your place?
Yes, I think you should.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yes, I think you should.
I mean, I have definitely made that mistake, but I don't think it's necessarily a good idea. I remember I was out with a guy, and I guess he lived close to the restaurant where we were dining, and he kept trying to, you know, I have a dog. I was like, yeah, I love dogs. He was like, you should come meet my dog, so-and-so. I said, maybe one day. He was like, no, we can go right now. I was like, no, I'm good. But he kept, you know, trying to, you know, go into ways that I should come to his house. And maybe you should come by later on. I'm like, you know, I kind of got to go to work in the morning. It's getting kind of late.
Well, on that first date, I mean, I don't think either person should go back to the house. Mm-hmm. Either house unless, you know, you already know if you're going back to the house on the first date.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
Then that's where it's heading in that direction. I guess
a couple drinks later you'll figure that
out. Yeah, it's heading in that direction.
I don't necessarily know that when I'm out with a person. Like, I usually don't even tell people where I live. So I'm on the fence with that. Like, I don't know if I want a guy to pick me up or not.
So if you,
Because nowadays, there's a lot of people that's crazy.
So if you go back to a guy's house, you don't think he's thinking about sex?
Oh, I think he is.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. If you go back to the house...
Well, maybe we can just have a good time and go to sleep. But who knows? I need to wrap it up because it's almost that time for us to get out of the studio. Thank you guys for joining me tonight to talk about dating do's and don'ts. Got to wrap it up because, yeah, that's about all our time here. So as we discussed earlier, some dating do's. Do be present. Don't be on your cell phone. Do have something to talk about. Don't rely on your looks to get you through. Do have a positive attitude. Please don't be uptight. Just have a sense of humor. Let loose and have, you know, let it all down. Mm-hmm. Do have a goal of having a good time. Don't let your goal be to get some or to meet Prince Charming or Mrs. Wright. Just have a good time and then just take it from there. You know, just have the expectation of it flowing. And if it doesn't work out, okay, it's not the end of the world. Do have an open mind. Do have a plan. Don't wing it. And know when to end the date. I struggle with that. And know how to dress. You know, mm-hmm. consult with somebody that knows how to dress appropriately or that you look up to. But I don't know. That might not be a good idea either. Mm-hmm. I would say invest in some fashion magazine so you can know how to look a little fashion forward and appropriate at the same damn time. Also, don't wear your resume on your sleeve. Refrain from name dropping and, you know, talking about material things. Just lead with your character and your personality. Have a good time. So I don't know what else to say. You guys got any final words? whiskey? 30
yeah,
seconds or less?
Mean, just go there with a positive attitude, you know, have some fun, keep it simple, keep it moving, and, you know, have a good time, man.
Have a good time. What about you, DJ Easy? Final words?
Respect, conversation. Those are two most important factors with me. Respect, conversation.
Yeah.
Not, no talking about sex on the first date, unless she brings it up.
Right.
And you know where the date's going.
Unless she brings it up, you know. I mean, but as a gentleman, you know, try to be respectful, open doors. You know, treat that woman like a lady. I mean, if you treat her like a lady, then, you know, more often than not, she's going to act like one. If you treat her like a street hoe, she's going to act like a street hoe.
A street hoe. Oh, yeah. Heavens Lord. Oh, heavens,
know,
Lord.
Sometimes that ghetto slang comes out.
I know.
Just keep it in.
And
back
thing,
before, I was an educated man.
Right. Well, another thing, like I said before, use the phone. The phone is for more than just texting. Pick up the phone and call somebody. You know, be an effective communicator. If you can't make it somewhere or something comes up, call that person. Just have the rec to, you know, give them a courtesy call and let them know that you're going to be 15 minutes late or that you're not going to show. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. Make certain you catch us each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories. You can see our weekly blog that we post every Wednesday. And also, you can post your bad date stories on the Dating Stories tab. We also have some of the older broadcasts on the website. So if you go to thisdateisover.com, click on the link that says radio shows, and bow, you can get yourself caught up on everything that we've been discussing for a long time. We probably got like 10 shows. We ain't got that many, but we got some on there that I can remember to post. But yeah, I'm rambling. Gotta get out of here. So you guys have a great week. Come back next Sunday, and each and every Sunday, like I said, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for This Date Is Over Radio on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Tell your friends about us. Make certain you download the TuneIn app and search for The Flow. We are the very first station to pop up in the list. Make certain you add us to your favorites because we are Real Radio. Real Radio lives here on The Flow. So good night, God bless, and have a great week. Bye-bye.